In the words of Rebecca Black, it is Friday, gotta do the podcast on Friday.
Yeah, when do we post this podcast?
We post this podcast on Friday.
Yeah, in the words of Rebecca Black. So we're filming and recording it on the same day.
Yeah.
I love that.
Whoa.
I love that for us.
Whoa. Procrastination is one of my specialties. I put that in skill column. John Paul Brissett, skills, procrastination.
I don't think that's a really skill, but I do admire you're trying to make it a positive.
Oh, it should be a positive.
Like a skill.
Because I can put anything off.
Technically anything's a skill, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's bad.
Yeah, as long as you can use it effectively.
This actually goes into something that I've been trying to do now to really get in people's heads, where if before I do anything and I'm with somebody, I'll be like, I'll just have you know, today's been my lucky day. Now, that just throws the other person now. Like, they're feeling already weaker because this is his lucky day, so they don't know what's going to happen. I've been saying this every day to people. I've been like, I want to warn you before we do this. It's been my lucky day. And, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, luck's on his side. It's not, but it makes them think that, like, an alternative, like, being thing is helping me. And so I've been going with it.
I know how you feel because, like, any day I get to talk to you.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Isn't my lucky day.
Guys, welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
How about you roll the intro? Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy. We had big plans for this episode. Oh, well, first of all, we talk about the big plans of the episode, if you don't know who we are, if this is the first time you're tuning into the No Point Podcast here on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, wherever you're listening to us, make sure you like, follow, subscribe, whatever that feature is, so you don't miss an episode of our podcast. We want that podcast to pop up in your feed each and every single week. We are going to stick to you like a bad, bad contagious disease that you really can't get rid of. It's gonna stick with you for years down the line.
I used this exact quote to try to get a girlfriend once. I was like, look, you'll never get rid of me. I'm like that bad.
How'd you get rid of you?
Huh?
How'd you get rid of you? Antibiotics? Is my weakness.
That day just wasn't my lucky day.
It wasn't your lucky day.
That's it.
If you don't know who we are, I'm John Paul, and this is my brother. What's your name?
Francis. I've never heard you introduce yourself as John Paul.
Well, that's true.
Never in my life.
I'm John Paul. He's Francis.
That's your full name?
Yes. Well, JP? No. My full name is John Paul Andrew Raymond Brissett.
Okay. Well, I thought your full name was JP, and I thought you called yourself JP because the J stand for jerk, and the P stands for...
Perpetual.
Yeah, so it's jerk perpetually.
I guess perpetually. PJ would have been a better insult.
Yeah.
Well, I scream your name a lot because you sit on a roof all day wrapped inside of a taco blanket, and this is your podcast.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So tell me, how do you, it's the question, it's a burning question. Literally, like, I get hundreds of emails a day about this question, and it's how do you take your tacos? Like, what's your taco order?
You wrapped
yourself in a taco blanket. Yeah. So what's your taco order? Let the world know.
I don't know if you're trying to.
You know, like the McDonald's got like the Travis Scott meal. They're gonna have the Francis meal. What's your taco order?
Come on, tell us. Stop stalling.
What's your taco order?
Can you let me?
No, I'm burning to know the answer. I've got thousands of DMs about this.
Can I tell you?
Yeah. What's your taco order?
So I think the thing that I first need to say about a taco order is we have this thing where we're very picky eaters. And this gets a lot of people mad.
Yes.
You know, like people that aren't picky eaters hate picky eaters.
Picky eaters should be a marginally attached. What's the word I'm looking for?
Not whatever you said.
Marginally attached to something differently.
No.
I'm dealing with that in a class. No, what's the word marginally attacked?
No. What's the word? Stop. Okay. Could you listen? So far, you've been just jumping, like, the gun. Marginally in attack, marginally attack means they're only, like, smally attacked.
Okay.
You don't want that.
What do I want?
Marginalized group.
What does that mean?
Like a small group.
Oh.
Like they're marginalized. They're not like they're forgotten because they're small.
That's all that means?
Yeah.
So when people are like, I'm part of a marginalized group.
Yeah.
That just means small?
Yeah.
I thought it meant like persecuted.
And then there was an attack.
That's not that big of a deal.
Well, no. It means
that's not that big of a deal.
No, it's you're not a small just group. Small.
People that suck their thumbs is a
like a marginalized group means it's so basically it's a small group that people gets marginalized because people don't like care about it because it's such a small group.
So people that suck their thumbs.
Sure. I wouldn't
people
say that.
People that walk their dogs only in between the hours of 7:20 and 7:22 p.m.
I could assume that's pretty marginalized because no one really cares about their problem.
Wouldn't you say then there's a lot of marginalized people?
Yeah.
So does that defeat the purpose?
No. There's just a lot of the different marginalized people. But anyway, but I will say that they are one of the most, like, picky eaters. Like, they get judged, and, like, it's okay to make fun of them. It's kind of like gingers, right? Where, like, society just got together and was like, that group, you can still make fun of them.
Yeah, we can bully gingers.
Like, because, like, whenever you, like, order, like, chicken nuggets at a restaurant that's, like, a real restaurant, they're like, oh my gosh, look at this four-year-old who won't eat anything. And then they're always like, try it. But you're like, I don't want to try it. And they're like, no, you have to try it. Like, you don't even know if you don't like it. And you're like, I don't want to eat it because I'm, like, it's a thing in my brain that's wired that I do not want to eat. So all this to say is I just want the meat and the cheese on my taco.
Okay.
That's it.
Hard or soft?
You can throw, I like hard.
Okay.
Hard, I like the
hard
crunchy.
Tacos.
Because if it's
meat,
soft, this is also an unpopular opinion. If it's soft, it's a burrito. Like, I don't know who to talk to. But they're like, I'd like a soft taco. And I'm like, order a burrito, you filthy animal. You know what I mean?
You can't get a hard-shelled burrito?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be wrapped in a tortilla. So that to me, if you order a soft taco, you've basically said, could I just get a burrito? But you ordered it weird. You know, it's kind of like if you were like, can I get frozen water? Do you mean ice? Is that what you mean?
You know, in general, the idea of a taco is kind of like unique that you have a taco blanket. Because truthfully, a taco, like a taco shell, it's just the blanket for the meat and cheese and the fillings.
Yeah.
So a taco is a blanket for food. And this is a blanket for humans.
Wow. Wow. What an amazing...
Did you think about that when you first started using a taco blanket? Was that the reasoning?
No.
Am I getting in your head here? Really,
no.
Really breaking down the fourth wall? No.
No, but we have videos about it being a cocoon of love and
no,
a burrito
no, but that's
and wrapped.
Well, no, I'm talking strictly about the fact that if, like, we were meat,
yeah,
our equivalent to a blanket would be tacos because you get wrapped all in it.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of like how the ocean's a soup.
Because
there's vegetables and meat and salt.
Do you think that was a marginalized opinion I had right there?
I mean, I don't know many people that are... Maybe. Probably.
Really?
Sure.
So I'm part of a marginalized group now?
I don't
think that's the right word!
Yeah, you're a marginalized group.
I'm a marginalized group?
Well, and you're not.
Why am I not?
Because what would you be... What do you feel... What do you feel
I
marginalized
bite my nails.
About it? I don't think they're marginalized. I will say that people do have, like, opinions on this, and I didn't know.
Yeah, people hate people that bite their nails.
Yeah.
I bite my nails.
I didn't know that.
I'd bite like, other people's
so,
nails.
So I was at my hairdresser, and she's like, the only thing I look for in a guy
is
like, if they look like they've showered, and if...
What do you mean they look like they showered? How can
like,
you
if
tell
they
that?
Look clean.
Most people look clean.
That's a tough opinion.
No, I'd say
you've
like
never seen a human where you're like, if I shake their hand, I'm gonna have to wash my hands. You've never seen that?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Okay.
Probably like,
so you're saying
no, but like probably like one out of like 1,000 people I've
seen.
So you
say it's a pretty marginalized group.
It's a marginalized group. She's really, so she doesn't date marginalized groups.
No.
People?
So it was, they look like they haven't taken the shower or...
They bite their nails.
Yeah, because
really?
She says it's gross.
She's gross.
You know, like, I didn't know that it was a thing, because I thought it was just so popular that people bite their nails.
I bite my nails.
Yeah.
How else am I going to get
You bite
off?
Your nails not that much anymore, though.
No.
Because,
so
do you want to explain why you're no longer, what stopped you from biting your nails?
Please tell me.
You wanted a pedicure.
I did. Well, that happened once.
Like, no, this is it. JP used to be.
I wanted to experiment.
JP used to be a religious nail biter, just like me. And then what apparently stopped him was he went into a nail salon. And my mother and sister needed JP to come. And JP was like, no, it's girly to go there. So what it's girly to go there. So what they did was they said that, you know, businessmen get their nails done all the time. If you want to be like
a really cool
guy.
Let me tell you what actually happened.
Can I finish my... This is what happened.
No, her name was Yoki.
No.
And she... Her name was Yoki, and she was a fine nail salonist.
You did this on my story.
She was a nail salonist.
You do this to me. Let me present the evidence. And then you can argue what's not
true.
Don't
defame Yoki!
So basically, my mother and sister came up with this great plan to just tell you that the businessmen do it. So therefore, it's like really manly and cool and a status thing. So you were like, okay, I want to get my nails done. And the nail salon woman said, we would not do your nails because you bite them.
Yes.
So that you didn't have nails to do.
She did say that.
So JP said, so I don't know what it was in your brain that was like, I've been rejected from this establishment. Never again will I feel that embarrassment. And you fixed it by getting these long nails now, and you get them done.
No, I do not get them done.
He gets them done.
No, hold on.
Everybody, JP is a nail done getter.
I have to clarify.
Before you think you're going to win this argument, mm-hmm. I have to tell you. It's my lucky day. I think I'm going to win.
When I was like 12, 13, my mother and my sister was at a nail salon, and I had to go with them because I couldn't drive. And I was just sitting at the table playing games on the phone, and I started biting my nails. And Yoki said, oh, you know how terrible it is to bite your nails. It's the grossest thing ever. Well, Yoki's got some opinions.
That's marginalized.
I
felt marginalized.
I like it so much, and I can't even quit. Like, I'm addicted to it.
It's like nicotine.
Yeah, yeah. I literally cannot quit biting my nails.
What's worse, vaping or biting your nails? Find out.
And she goes, like, look at them. I couldn't even do your nails if I wanted to. I didn't want them done. And she said, because we can't do people's nails that bite their nails.
Interesting.
So she then said, make a deal with you. I'd give you a free pedicure like the businessmen. If you didn't bite your nails for a month.
Yeah.
So I didn't for that month. I have started biting my nails, but I always leave one nail extremely long on purpose.
In case you need a pedicure?
In case I need to, like, scratch myself.
To be honest, why is it the middle finger?
It's the middle finger.
You just showed me the nail, and all you did was stick up your middle finger at me.
One on each of my hands has a longer nail. On this one, it's the thumb.
Oh.
You see?
Yeah, it's a little bit longer.
It is.
It's not too long.
No, but I keep one finger long in case I need an inch.
What the heck?
Well, I was tired of trying to itch. The biggest downfall.
I've never been biting my nails and then, like, gone to the next one and be like, I gotta skip this one. It's my scratcher.
No, but have you ever tried to scratch an itch and been like, dang, all my nails are down to nothing. I can't scratch anything.
You, to be honest, never in my life has that ever been a problem for
me. I'm a very itchy human.
See, if that ever happens, I'll just bite my nail down lower till I get one, kind of long one, and I've made a shiv, you know?
Well, I just keep my middle finger long.
Yeah, but
I'm itching myself.
To say is I had no idea that people that bite their nails were thought of as such, like, lower people, I think.
Sign our petition to get rights for people that bite their nails.
Do you, because here's the thing that I've been recently figuring out about, like, life. You don't even have to be the biggest group anymore to be made fun of. You just have to be the loudest. And I think that's an interesting, like, place we've gotten in society. Because I think people that bite their nail, there are more people in this world
that bite their nails than don't. I agree.
But I think that somehow, like, they're the loudest and they've made us feel like the...
Justice for nail biters.
So I'm just saying that we need to get louder.
Yes. Do you bite your nails? Let us know. We'll be right back, guys. First, it's going to be a quick ad break. Are we ready for these ad breaks? Stay with us. Please don't leave me. I have a real problem with people leaving me.
It's my lucky day.
Okay. See you in 1 second.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Francis, last episode we talked about your office.
Yes.
It was a big thing. If you didn't listen to the last episode, go back, listen to the last episode. We talked that Francis now has two offices. We explained where his first office was.
Which is a good office.
And this episode we were supposed to explain where your second office was.
Yes.
But something came up.
Oh.
Something came up.
Gosh darn it.
It's just too good of a... This is a birthing story 2.0.
A birthing?
Well, in the second episode of our podcast, you said I'm going to tell my birth story.
Oh.
And something had come up every single week.
Yeah.
And then we never got to tell the birth story.
I thought
story.
You were saying this is a birthing episode, and I was like, who's pregnant?
So now we're going to tell the birth story of Francis. People are really excited for it.
Are you serious?
No, we're not going to tell the story of how you were born.
Why?
Something came up.
It all started 9 months before I saw sunlight.
No. Tell me more. I'm in.
Yeah, I thought that would get you in.
I'm in. No. So,
do you think a person that, like, there are people that claim that they remember everything in the womb?
I don't remember nothing.
But, like, I don't believe them. You know what I mean? Everything. Like, I can't prove them, but, like, I don't believe them. Continue.
All right. Well, I actually did think about this recently. Like, the fact that children just completely forget what happens in their first 2 years of their life is wild.
Forget 2 years. I think it's been longer. I don't think I remember anything at, like, age 7 and lower. Like, I have a glimpse of, like a moment.
But I think that's more than your first 3 years. You don't remember anything being, wah, wah, wah.
Actually, that brought
and
it all back.
And you did that till you were 19.
Yeah, yeah. No, as soon as you did that, it's all coming back to me.
You whined till you were 19. So anyways, right? So let me get the abridged story on. So our sister Kat bought a new car.
Mm-hmm.
She bought a new car. She bought a RAV4 about...
Killed a bird with it.
She killed a bird with it since buying the new RAV4.
Was that with the new RAV?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
You were here. We were on the podcast. She announced this on the podcast when she got started on the podcast that she bought a car. The next week, she killed a bird with it.
Mm-hmm.
So with this car came the fact that her... So we actually have to go completely back. So
it all started 9 months before I saw sunlight.
No, my mother had a white Toyota Corolla, mm-hmm. which we all loved.
Mm-hmm.
We all loved our buddy right there.
Snow White, we
called
her.
I called
you
her
name
something
your car?
Different. Yeah, I called Snow White something different. So anyways, it all started with Snow White.
Yeah.
That was Kat's car for a while. Then it was your car.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it was back
you bought your own car.
Yeah.
You bought your own car. And then Kat went to Philly for grad school, and I had got my license. So in the year 2020, Snow White became my car. And I was told it was going to be my car mm-hmm. for as long as I needed a car, because Kat had her time with it. Now Kat had moved on.
I think
on.
You need to stop using this podcast as your therapy.
No.
It's not going to fix anything.
You had your own car.
Uh-huh.
So Snow White was mine now forever, now that I had my license. That
sure.
was my car.
Yes.
And everybody had a chance with this car. Kat took it to Philly. Kat comes home from grad school, goes back after COVID, and goes, well, I need my car.
Yeah.
So she takes it to Philly after I only had it for like 6 months.
Yep.
She crashes it in Philly.
Well, I mean, crashes it is a weird...
Crashes it in Philly.
She was on a highway and somebody ran into her.
Crashed it in Philly.
Or her crashing it. It's not like she ran into a store.
I'm carless, which is a marginalized
group. I do agree.
I'm carless.
I think it should be a human right that, like... A person should have a car.
So I'm carless.
Should be a human right.
Kat's,
that's my opinion.
Kat, since then, has been driving around our mother's minivan. That's been her car until she recently bought this car. We knew she was looking for a car, but it was kind of a spur of a moment, I'm getting the car today thing.
Yeah.
And we were all very suspicious of this. Like, why are you making this rush decision now? And she was like, well, I wanted to give JP the van. JP could drive around the van. I got to go to work every day. This is perfect. So we all thought this was a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
I start driving the van. Day one, I get the van. My grandfather comes out and goes, did you hear the brakes on those? Those brakes are going to have to go.
Yeah.
I go, what? I take it to the mechanic. What needs to happen? The brakes need to get replaced.
Yeah.
I replaced the brakes.
You think Kat cut the brakes?
No, I think she knew. No, no, no. What I'm saying is I think she knew the brakes were about to go, and she bought a new car so she didn't have to deal with the replacement of the brakes.
Okay.
So I have to put, on my own dime, the brake replacement. Sure. That's not that big of a deal. Okay. Then.
It feels like a big deal.
No, 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 no.
Not that big of a deal.
No, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, brakes are not even the most important part of the car.
Then I say to my mom, I go, Ma, when I'm trying to start this car, it doesn't seem to be starting.
Uh-huh.
She goes, no, it's fine. You just got to push it a little. So that's fine.
What?
No, like push the ignition. Push the ignition. I'm getting the point.
The way you phrased it,
push the ignition.
Like, you had to like a bobsled. You got to kind of have like a head start. You got to push it a little. No.
So I'm driving this car. And
if anybody sold you a car that said you had to push it a little.
I arrive at school.
Yeah.
And I turn on the car.
Yeah.
I know. I drive up to school. I pull into a parking spot. I say, oh, I kind of am over the line here. I'm over the line here.
Because you are. You're a notoriously bad parker.
So I put the key back in the car, and I'm like, I'm going to fix my parking job. I put the key back in the car, turn the ignition. It doesn't start. It doesn't start. The car has died now
in the parking lot. So far, since you've had this car, it doesn't start, and it doesn't stop.
It doesn't start. It doesn't stop. No brakes. No brakes. Doesn't turn on. And she's got a new car riding off to the sunset. She knew this was about to happen. She knew it, and I can't prove it. Right? So I call my mom. I call Francis. I call them. I say, I'm stuck here. So they go,
I'm stuck here.
It's like late at night, so AAA's not going to come. So Kat, who's my sister, Francis, and my older brother, Peter, pull up to pick me up from school. And they're going to drive me home. We're going to leave the van there, and we're gonna have AAA come the next day.
Yeah.
So they pull up. Kat goes, I'm going to try the van first. I just have a way with the van. So she goes into the van, and she goes, I don't even think you tried to turn it on. I used this van for a while, which means leads me to believe it's turned off on her before, and that's why she knew she needed a new car. So she puts the key in the ignition. She goes to turn it. What do you think happens? It
turns on.
It turns on, because she's got away with this. She goes, you are so stupid. It turns on. You must have not put in the key right. So
I forgot her sister talks just like this.
Yeah, that's
an
excellent.
Boys are doing.
I hit an eagle once. So she drives it out of the school. We drive down the road.
Yeah.
We probably make it a block.
Uh-huh.
What happens?
I know what happens.
What happens?
Turns off.
The car stops. Yeah. You know, don't look so stupid now, do I? Where does it stop,
yeah,
Francis?
No, I will say I was on Kat's side. Like, because here's the thing. I truly believe you're not, like, none of us are car people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I truly believe this was just something that, like, I've seen you, like, be like, the car won't turn on, and the car's on. Like, I've seen this happen. So I assumed when she got in and it turned on, it was good. The issue was when we started driving down a hill and the car turns off.
Okay, so where does she pull in?
She pulls into the fire department.
Okay, now you
Which is the best place to pull in, I think. Like, in general?
Yeah, the car happened to die right in front of a fire station.
So she just turns it quick, gets in, car shuts off.
Okay. You dealt with the firefighters, so come on, keep
going. So, a herd of firefighters come out.
A gaggle. A gaggle of firefighters
run out. Eight firefighters come out, right? Like as if they were expecting us to drop off a baby. You know what I mean? Like, because that's a fun thing about fire department.
You could
just drop off a baby at any single fire department. And they
gotta take them.
They gotta take them.
They gotta take the baby.
I wish they had to take care of them.
Yeah.
I wish, like, they always had to raise them.
Firefighters, like,
I work hard to make this fire station a home.
You don't just join the fire station. You have to be dropped off at a fire station, and then you're raised from that day on to be a firefighter.
Like, I wish it was, like, a game where, like, the goal was you have to drop off the baby without the fire people seeing it, because if they see you, you gotta take it. You gotta take it back. But anyway, so they're like, they all like rush out.
Yeah.
Like too much
like
rush out.
Like this is an emergency.
And they're like, what's up? And Kat's like, oh man, you know, the car won't start. And I'm thinking, well, we're not gonna get anywhere like that, Kat. We gotta start flirting our way to success here. So I start laying it on. And I'm like, we're just helpless. I was like, Kat, you know, you show them something, you know what I mean? Like we need these fire people to help us get this car going because we don't know anything about cars.
Yeah.
But I do know a heck of a lot about playing the damsel in distress. So, like, I'm like, So I look at Kat and I'm like, game plan, before we go out there, Kat, you need to pretend you want to date every single one of them, even the ugly one. Like, all of them, you gotta go. So she's like, they're like, oh, like, what's wrong? And she's like, the car thingy won't even work. And I'm like, that's great.
The car thingy.
I go, tell her about the windshield fluid. Like, tell her that might be the problem. Like, whatever it may be. So they're coming out and they're like, well, unfortunately, like, we're on call. Right? Mm-hmm. So we're not going to really be able to, like, you know, do anything. And, like, you just got to call AAA. So we're trying to call AAA. And AAA is just saying, due to, like,
an
a high volume.
Reasonable amount of calls.
Yeah, a high volume and, like, a snowstorm. And I'm like, a snowstorm? Like, where? Like, are you predicting something? They're just making it up. They're like, and a tornado is currently hitting our facility. Like, just the wildest things on the phone.
They're saying they're like, they can't tow it
They
tonight.
Can't do anything. They're hanging up. It's a robot. We're not even talking to a human being.
So, basically, there's no truck available tonight to tow it. We are currently stuck. Car does not turn on. Nothing can happen. And we're blocking
a
fire station.
And it's a cold night. So, like, I'm starting to freeze. Okay, like, I'm thinking this is how I go.
So you and Kat go and you knock back on... So the firefighters went back inside.
Firefighters are back inside. I go, Kat, we gotta figure something out. Because here's the thing. We're blocking the fire thing.
Like, if there was a fire...
If there's a fire, they're not getting out. Right? Like we're blocking where they need to go. So they need us to move. But we cannot move. So we're like, okay... We knock on it, we're like, hey, AAA is just not working. Like, we can move it to, like, a CVS that's, like, down this hill. Could you try to jump start it?
Can you try to jump start it? So, which, this is my favorite thing. They, instead of jump starting it with blocking, they invited Kat to spend time coming inside and watching TV with them. Because they were watching TV waiting for the call.
Yeah.
So they were like, yeah, we're on call right now watching TV. So if you guys just wanted to leave it out there and come on in and watch TV. And I think that's an awesome offer.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I at that point, I was like, Kat, we laid too much on the flirting. We gotta bring it back. But so we're like, can you jump the car? So the guy comes out. He's like, here, we have this machine. We're going to try to jump it. So we tried to jump it. Turns the key. As soon as he undoes the jump, it doesn't work. So we're now realizing we have to have the car being jumped while we're driving, hood up so we can't see. So the guy's like, we got one shot at this. And honestly, at that moment, I was hooked. And they made it like a sports
moment.
Mind
you, like, I believe every single firefighter in the planet was dealing with this.
Yeah.
Like, there was probably like 37 firefighters out surrounded by our car.
A call was made to the fire department. And they couldn't leave. So now they needed us out of there because they couldn't get the fire to... So now he's like, we got one shot at this. And I'm thinking to myself, he was like, there's a fire right now. All right? There's a fire. We got one shot of it. They were like, look, we can shut down the streets with this button. We're going to hit it. That gives you exactly 45 seconds. We're going to get you down this hill. Are you ready? Ready. Break. They all go. Okay. So now he goes, start the car. We start the car. He goes, put it in reverse. We go to put it in reverse. It is barely moving. He goes, are you sure that's in reverse and not neutral? She goes, it's in reverse. He goes, put it in drive. Drive, just as terrible. Barely moving. We are rolling. We are one with the wind. We are basically a sailboat. Like, that is what we are. We are not a car. We are legally a skateboard. And we are just hoping the wheels take it. He goes, boys, code red. First of all, don't know what a code red is, but I thought it would have something to do with a fire. But apparently, a code red for a fire department is two flirtatious people in a minivan that need to be pushed down a hill to the local CVS. I don't know if that's exactly what the code red is, but that's the code red they said.
I'm getting that same message.
He goes, hit it in neutral. Neutral.
The army.
The firefighters come from the earth as if they spawned in. And they go... Boys, now! They all get around the car like a swarm of bees working together to help the queen bee, which is us. Hopefully me in the story, but I think they were more interested in Kat.
and they start dragging our car all the way down. And then we can't see anything because the hood's there. He goes, get ready for the hill! The hill! I felt like we were on a roller coaster, and I couldn't see anything, and we're in a two-ton. He goes, when I say turn, turn that wheel! Like we're on a game show, and I was gonna repeat, return that wheel! Like it was beautiful. And they go, and they push the car, and they go, start turning now! And Kat goes to turn. She can't. The car dies, even with the jump start. The jump start thing ran out of juice. So the car is dead, which means the steering is dead. So we're like, oh my gosh. Kat's like, I can't turn it. Like as if we're on the sea, right? And you have like the big wheel, but the wind's going and it's like five people on the wheel. I go, Kat, we gotta push on three. Windows open. Kat goes, I'm gonna have to use a second hand. And then I grab the wheel and we are just cranking that thing. Like five turns for it to actually turn. And we just hit it. We just hit the turn and we get on the CVA. We pull over the curb. It was like a big bounce. I was like, we're taking on water, you know, because we just hit this hard curb. And then I'm like, Kat. I'm like, Kat, we're good, turn back. So we're trying to flip it to turn back so we can pull into a spot. And then all we hear the firefighter yell, hit the brake! Then Kat smashes on the brake because what we could not see is we were 3 inches between one of the huge, like, CVS signs that has their whole logo of CVS. And we would have knocked that down. And he goes, you guys are safe. Takes off the jump cable. Puts down the hood, and he goes, now to get to that fire. And Kat goes, thank you. And as the guy starts running away, Kat goes, wait. And the guy turns around like, what? Is this the moment where she tells him he loves him? Is this the moment that they get married? Is this the moment it all happens? And she goes, I can't get the window back up. the window up. Won't turn.
The window's open and the car won't turn on.
Yeah, the window's open and we're going to leave it in like a terrible neighborhood at night. So the guy goes, oh, he slams this thing down. Another guy comes in with the jump. The window is literally going at the slowest molasses. And they're like, for some reason, they're doing that moment in the Titanic where, like, the water is slowly becoming up their lips because they're still talking through the window. And she's like, it's almost there. And he goes, have a great rest of your night. I hope it all works out. And she's like, I'll never forget you. Window gets to the top. Then she just opens the door and she goes, bye! And
she fell in love with those firefighters, though.
She did.
She talked about it for a week straight.
I get it. I get why.
She was like, I'm in love with all of them. They were so nice. They saved my life. They saved it.
It was kind of romantic in a weird way because it was such a damsel and thing. And the smoothest thing of them all, as if the greatest movie. We're getting ready to go back in our other car and we're walking over. And then we hear those fire trucks.
Because they got to go to the fire.
And they speed past us. And I just look up and I give them a salute. And I go, cops are still probably better. You know what I mean? Like, it's still probably a cooler job.
So we left the car there for the night.
Yeah.
And we went back the next day to wait for the AAA truck.
Yeah.
And the AAA tow truck came, and he tows it out of the parking lot. And while that was happening, me and you experienced something else that was really odd. While we were standing with the tow truck driver,
yeah,
a homeless man walked by us.
No way. This is gonna be full story. And you're not even gonna get it.
What?
This is about to turn full story. You're about to hear it. You haven't heard it yet of what you're about to say that's gonna make it full story. That makes this episode so complete. And you're not even gonna understand it. I'm sorry I'm talking so much because I'm ruining the moment. Homeless guy.
We're in a really bad neighborhood. We're standing with the tow truck driver. He's towing the car, and he goes, I don't know what's going on with your car. Like, it killed all the juice on my battery pack. I can't even get it on by jump-starting it. Homeless man walks by. The homeless man stops 2 feet away from us.
Yeah.
Goes, oh my gosh! We think he's talking about our car. We're like, oh. The homeless man looks down. So me and Francis look down. He points and he goes, look at that. We look down. What's on the ground? Well, it's a half-smoked...
No, to say half is an overstatement. It might be a quarter.
It is like less than a quarter of an inch of a used smoked cigarette bud lying on the ground. And this homeless man leans over and what does he do, friend?
He almost said, look at that, as if... You know, like, to be the polite thing that we all found it at the same time.
Like, any...
That, like, you know, we probably all have to share it, you know what I mean? But, like, he's like, look at that! And he picks it up, and he goes, it's my lucky day! And I go, you wouldn't believe it. It's all of our lucky day. And he grabs it, and he just walks away, smoking that one-third of a cigarette
he found on the ground just moments ago.
Yeah. What a wild time. It was his lucky day, and it's my lucky day. And again, guys, it could be your lucky day. And how could it be your lucky day? By signing up to our Fan House!
Oh my gosh, I love Fan House!
Guys, Fan House is one of the greatest things that we do, where you get to see never-before-seen content, and also, you get to be in a group chat with us and a bunch of other people that are our friends.
How much is that?
Oh, it's, let me think. It's a free!
It's free! Just like that cigarette he found!
Yeah,
and all you have to do is hit the link in the description of each of our podcast episodes, make an account, put in the code FREEPASS, and then you have access to the Francesmo 10 Fan House and all the excellent things that come with it. Francis, we put a secret code word with each and every single episode of our podcast. What's this episode's podcast?
There's so many great moments, but I'm going to go with... It's my lucky day.
It is your lucky day. And every Friday should be, because we post a new episode of No Point Podcast every single Friday. So make sure you follow our podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And if this is your first time listening, go back and listen to our old episodes. We're glad to have you here. Have a wonderful week. See you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.